Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is John Sapper for Community Comment. My previous community comments have covered a range of topics, with none of them talking about family or personal issues. I'm going to break that trend today. My daughter and 18-month-old grandson visited last week. It's been a long time since I've been around an 18-month-old. Now I know why young people have children. I thought I had a lot of energy, but energy is redefined when it's packaged in a little guy like Colton. He loved the rubber pasta fork and pie tin. He's into percussion instruments. And the hanging pots and pans provided the opportunity for a complete drum set. He's learning to talk. It's amazing how quickly adults pick up on his language. Zuzu means crackers. And the adults minded dutifully getting a cracker every time he said Zuzu. Means up, but you kind of knew what he was wanting because with every his arms were outstretched while pushing up on his toes. One word was clear. No. No meant no, but to make sure you understood, every time he said no, he would shake his head. I have to admit, even no was kind of cute. I didn't remember it being cute when my children were young. My daughter taught him sign language to say more please when he was 11 months old. I didn't know you could do that. He formed a little triangle with his two forefingers and two thumbs to say more, and then swiped his hand across his chest to say please. He was especially good at this when I fed him ice cream. Smart kid and good priorities. I couldn't help but think about the world he will inherit 25 years from now. Will he get a good education and be able to freely choose his life's work? Will he need to serve his country because we haven't figured out how to live in a peaceful world? Will he curse us for saddling him with a country so full of debt that his freedoms and flexibilities are all but gone? It frightens me that my generation is very likely going to leave Colton a country in worse shape than we inherited it. What a sad commentary that would be. If we want to give our children and grandchildren a better world, it will take work, hard work, but it can be done. Volunteer in your favorite youth program. Help a child learn how to read. Mentor a youth who is exploring career possibilities. If you don't have time to spend, donate dollars if you are able to do that. There are many opportunities for you to help build our next generation. When Colton and his mom went home, the house was a total mess. I couldn't have cared less. I put it all back together and can't wait till the next visit. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.